This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Over the past 10 years, Jan, who asked that her last name not be used, has been a short-term foster mother to 13 children whose parents were abruptly swept into the legal system. All of them were infants under a year old. Why?
I love babies. And I had read several articles about foster care and about women that were taking care of all these children. So when my kids were old enough, I decided that I wanted to do something with babies.
But not just any babies. Jan and her husband specialize in caring for infants who are born with drug addictions. She says they made that choice because she is able to handle babies who cry a lot, which drug babies do.
Our methamphetamine babies definitely go through withdrawal, a heroin baby, a cocaine baby. It's not much different than what an adult goes through. As long as it's not a life-threatening situation like a heroin baby needing the opiates, they usually do end up going through it kind of cold turkey. And that's where all the rocking and pacing and crying comes in.
Even for healthy infants, Jan says, being with someone new is a huge adjustment.
The baby has heard the mother's voice in the womb, so my voice is definitely a different voice for that baby. Could be a different language. But babies identify with their ability to be comfort. So if I'm there with a bottle or to change a wet diaper or whatever, I think babies do adjust to that. And then babies learn my heartbeat and they learn my scent. And that's how they start to identify someone new caring for them.
When her household is ready for another new baby, Jan says they go on a standby list and can get a call at any time of the day or night. It used to be that the police would bring the child directly to them. Now she meets them at a hospital where the babies are taken for a quick checkup first. That's a change, Jan says, has been necessitated by the growing use of methamphetamine.
Our babies are coming to us sicker than they were when I first started this program. Methamphetamine is easier to get. It's being manufactured here. And they're cutting the meth with different items such as rat poisoning and Clorox and turpentine. And it's causing an effect on the babies. We're seeing more asthma, more respiratory problems, not developmental problems, but sicker babies.
Jan usually has the babies for just 3 months. 9 months was her longest, so she is also well-practiced at helping them transition out of her household as well.
We can't control how the babies come to us, but we can control how they leave our homes. So for a baby that's been with me for 3 or 4 months, we would typically do a 2-week transition period where the baby was spending more and more time either with an adoptive family or with their birth parent, slowly moving from my home to a new home.
Often she gets to know the birth mother or parents in this process, and Jan says she is still in regular contact with many of the children she has fostered. Foster parenting older kids has a whole different set of issues, as we'll hear from a mom who does that tomorrow. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.